Hey, everybody, it's Paulie Mack here from the Murphy Mack Morning Show, talking to our good friend, tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. And today, I want to pick Steve's brain a little bit on estate planning. And Steve, my first and probably biggest question is, when it comes to estate planning, is there more to it than just determining which of your family members are going to get your assets when you go?
A lot more. An important part is something called an advanced healthcare directive. And what that is in English is, suppose that you're laying in a hospital bed and you can't speak for yourself, and the doctor goes to your spouse and says, should I pull the plug? You want to have something set up where if you can't speak for yourself, who is going to speak for you and what are they going to say? And that's also important if you're single and you don't have a spouse. You don't want to be like Terry Schiavo and have the spouse and the husband fight for 7 years over what could be done.
No, that's worst case scenario for sure, Steve, and we've seen it too many times. So if you've got questions like the one I just asked Steve, go ahead and pick up the phone and get in touch, because Steve has the answers and the experience to help you. Call him today. Steve Moskowitz, 1-888-TAX-DEAL. That's 1-888-TAX-DEAL.
Am I hallucinating here? Just what in the hell do you think you're doing?
Welcome to Paulie's Podcast.
You know, I've been thinking about this. If I'm here and you're here, doesn't that make it our time?
All right, everybody. They say it couldn't be done, but it's happening right now, dude. I flew literally around the world just a few hours ago. So you want to know why? So I could sit in the same room with a creative Tony. So I could hug a bearded face of a Shannon Kaler. And let me just tell you guys, being back from Italy, it's Paulie Mack, and the podcast is back in place with the full staff now. And I got to say, first off, I love you guys.
Love you, too.
It's just so great to see you guys, and I am exhausted. So please prop me up. Shannon, flew back last night. I landed at SFO with my mom at about, 6 p.m. Spent the next 2 hours looking for our suitcases, which never came.
Oh, nice.
So we have to, as soon as this Jockcast concludes, Tony, I got to make some phone calls and get back on track to find out, try to locate our luggage. Other than that, Niners, mayhem, there's a lot going on. You guys need to walk me through the last 2 weeks or ask me anything you want to do about Italy. However you want to play it, I'm all yours.
There's all kinds of questions flying around. And you know how I know that, like, the symmetry and the chemistry and everything is back?
I just like that you said symmetry.
Well,
I really do.
Symmetry guy.
Like, I didn't know that.
When I'm watching a movie and I see the cinematographer pan away.
Shout out to Martin Scorsese.
Right. Right. And the symmetrical brilliance of some of those shots where I look at the bottom left corner and I look at the bottom right corner, and are they equidistant?
That's how you watch film. Tony's right. He's got an artistic eye. I'm with you every step.
Seriously,
I'm totally with you.
This is coming from a guy who didn't know who sang Mama, I'm Coming Home.
Hey, relax.
Can I start the podcast?
Can I start the podcast by breaking Shannon's balls?
Yes.
Just to get back on track.
We missed it.
Okay. I'm going to get into it right now. And shout out Rod Brooks as well, because when I was in the town of Bolzano, which is up on the northern border. It's like right near the border of Italy and Austria.
Nice.
So I spent the last 15 days going to so many different beautiful towns. And it was mostly in the north, Tony. This whole tour we did was
beautiful.
Up north.
It's incredible terrain up there.
This was the farthest point north we hit.
Did you get any lakes up there? Did you go to any lakes?
What do you want, Lago Maggiore?
Lago Maggiore.
Oh, say that again.
Lago Maggiore.
Oh, thank you.
I swam in the waters of Lago Maggiore.
You were baptized, Paulie.
It was incredible.
Again.
Tony, incredible. Seriously, you know you've been there.
Dude, I've been.
Shannon, have you been?
No, but my favorite word ever now is Lago Maggiore.
That means Lake Maggiore.
Lago is lake.
Lago.
Maggiore.
Lago Maggiore. Anyway, while I was in Bolzano, which is right near the Austrian border, and Tony thought of you, it was the cleanest air I've ever breathed.
Oh, beautiful.
I don't know. I mean, I'll try to show you pictures, but it was so spectacular and beautiful. I had time, and I listened to both podcast.
Did you?
I swear to God, because I was unpacked, because we moved around. Like, every 2 to 3 days, we'd go to a new town.
You got a dose of Brooksy.
I was so great to hear Rod. Yeah. And I want to have Rod on again, like, with me in the room now, because it's just great to hear Rod. But I do have to break Kaler's balls. With love.
Like,
we should shout out, too, that Rod Brooks on the pre- and post-game for 49ers football at NBC Sports
Bay
Area.
You're damn right he is. I'm so happy for him.
Cool.
It was great to hear him. And great to hear Tinelli classing up the joint with a stormy Monday. That was nice.
Yeah, that was good.
My ball-breaking portion of today. And by the way, Tony, also, just before we proceed on Kaler, I ate so many incredible delicacies over in Italy. Like, I'm just kind of blown away, man. Yeah. I'm blown away by all of it. But you drink coffee, right?
Every day.
Shout out Italian coffee. These guys aren't messing around when it comes
espresso.
To espresso. They celebrate every meal like it's an occasion.
So you know when I go to Cafe Macaroni here in Columbus with my Uncle Paul for lunch sometimes, we will always end that lunch with an espresso.
Well, you're damn right you
always.
Will.
And it feels like you're in Italy. That place, honestly, listeners, if you want a place that has an Italian, the most Italian feel to it in North Beach, in my humble opinion,
yes,
is Cafe Macaroni on Columbus Avenue. Ask for Mario or Stephanie, and they will take great care of you.
It's the greatest experience you're going to have, seriously. And it's real.
Yes.
The whole thing, you know, there's lots of silly people trying to get you to come into their restaurant and all that. These guys are legit.
And people get confused with the Macaroni Grill. It's not the Macaroni Grill. Exactly. It's Cafe Macaroni. It's been on Columbus for 40 years.
Yeah, shut up. By the way, I just want to denounce something. As you say Macaroni Grill, it makes me angry to start thinking about the Don Henley song, The Sunset Grill, which is an offensive pile of S. Do you remember that stupid song? Let's down go down the to the Sunset Grill.
Yes.
Yeah, I was like, dude, you
tough
suck. The song sucks.
Well, I think the last podcast we had.
Stop
we
talking
were,
about.
We were shredding Glenn Frey.
Oh, we which is uncalled for now. If you're going to shred anybody, let's get Henley. Let's leave Glenn Frey alone.
Henley's would prefer Henley superior. Over Frey.
Really yes. Fascinating. Oh. Fascinating.
I'm with Tony.
Drummers? How many singing drummers are out there?
Do you go down to the Sunset Grill?
I don't, but I go to Henley before I go to Frey.
We got a singing drummer to my right.
Do I go to a Deadhead sticker on a Cadillac?
Great track.
Okay.
Great track.
Right?
No, they've both done great work.
I got to throw this out there right now. Speaking of Grateful Dead, good to have Paulie back. We miss you dearly.
Love you guys.
Did you see the meme out there that has Brady on one side and the Steelier face on the other side?
Brady looks nuts.
And it says,
no offense,
Brady
no
looking
disrespect.
More like a Steely every day.
I want to say, first off, with respect to the Brady family, because we've had...
There's a lot going on.
We've had Tom Brady Sr. as a guest on the Jockcast.
Yes.
I want to pay appropriate respect.
Of course.
Now, they're friends of yours, Tony, the families. Yeah. You guys go way back. But I got to tell you, I saw the picture of Tom. He looks nuts.
It's interesting.
He looks like he's from outer space
now.
Well,
there's not a happy home vibe right now.
No, but sometimes that leads to great results, like in your occupation.
Oh, and he's winning ball games.
Yeah, because sometimes when things aren't going well on the home front, you really laser focus on the job. Mm-hmm. I don't want to speculate, but I've heard the rumors.
I bet you Brady's been to Lago Maggiore.
Oh my God.
Shout out Lago Maggiore.
Is he still not eating tomatoes?
While we're talking about tomatoes, Shannon, here's something I learned. Now, have you been to Italy?
No, I would
I know
love
you've been to England.
I would have liked to come with you and your mom. Could have been
well,
the
next
third
time
wheel.
Next time we'll make sure there's room for you.
Yeah, no, Shayna. Shayna can stay home. I'll
Tony,
go with you guys.
Only since Tony's been there and Shannon hasn't. Are you familiar with Marzano tomatoes, Tony? Marzano tomatoes.
Oh, God, yeah. Yes, and you can order them in the cans, and that's how I make my tomato sauce for pizza.
Too sure. Well, me too now.
Yeah.
Me too. That's so funny you said with the yellow can.
Yes.
It's a beautiful can. I love that can.
You can use that can as a planter afterwards.
You can do all kinds of stuff with that can. You can throw your grass. You can throw your grass
throw
in that
your grass
can.
Grass in there.
Just to hold it.
Yep.
But, Tony, you can use that empty can as a cocktail glass.
Cookie.
Or cup of some
cookies.
Kind.
Cookies.
You know, but I like the idea of planting things in a Marzano tomato can. I had fresh Marzano tomatoes on my pizzas, fresh Marzano tomatoes on my calzones. I had two of those. I ate probably the best food I've ever had, Shannon, but the tomatoes were critical in the success of all those meals I had.
And your body feels good.
You want to know what's nuts? You ready for this, man?
Uh-huh.
I actually lost weight on that
Ooh.
Trip. Here's why. First of all, we ate huge every day, but Tony, Shannon, listeners— We walked somewhere between 5 and 7 miles every day.
Yeah.
Up these windy cobblestone roads and stuff. So the eating was huge, but the amount of walking we did, like I weighed myself last night, I'm 3 pounds lighter than when I was when I left, which is bonkers.
Well,
bonkers.
You look real nice.
I'm feeling not that nice right now because I haven't slept and I'm really jet lagged and I have no suitcase. Shout out to the airlines losing my bag. By the way, I predict Tom Brady's going to have a big year.
He already is.
I think
he's already on his way.
He's pissed at the world.
He's pissed
at
everything.
That's bad news for everybody. Mm-hmm. Okay, can you guys walk
now,
me through?
Hold on. I got a question for Paulie.
I need
Sorry.
To. You got to catch me up on
we
Niners.
We got questions for you.
Go ahead. Oh, okay. Yeah, man. Yeah.
Jeez. And
I know it's very aggressive.
You still haven't broken Shannon's balls, which we got
to
get to.
I need to. Thank you.
First of all,
you're going to get it.
I was hoping you'd just sort of skim over that.
No, you're going to get yours.
First of all, Did you catch Niner ball while you were over there?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
It wasn't.
Was it difficult? Very difficult to find.
It wasn't even a possibility.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I looked high and low, and there's no, I didn't see any American sports
coverage.
I was
actually kind of hoping you didn't.
So you could
just fully escape and just get the Italian
experience.
And
I did, but I was so, you know, I can't.
So how did you find out about Lance?
Well, first of all, I would go to ESPN.com and get the headlines.
Okay.
So I saw the scores. I saw that Trey got hurt. And then what I did was I went to.
You went to KNBR.com, not ESPN.com.
Yeah, that's the sports leader.
Yes.
Streaming live, click here.
Well, and a lot of news and updates in the headlines with our.
That's what it says.
Slamming Sammy Huestis and Jake Montero.
Did you just say Slamming Sammy?
Yeah.
That's funny because I call him Smiling Sammy.
Well, Slamming, Smiling.
All I can say is I'm a fan.
Big week for Huestis, too. He's a Colorado guy, and he's a Bronco guy, so we'll see what happens.
Well, now I'm going to have to hand him his head.
Yeah.
I don't have time. No, you know what I mean, Tony? Because I don't have time for Russ Wilson. I've never liked the Denver Broncos, Shannon.
I had a family member who's very into the Broncos, but we have some Kaler family from the Colorado-Denver area.
I mean, I like Colorado, the state.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm.
You like Dick's Sporting Pavilion.
Yes, that's where Fish Dick's,
they
call it.
You sent me a lot of pictures from that show a couple
Dick's
years
Sporting
ago.
Pavilion, Sporting Goods Park, where the Fish plays their. They did a four-night run for Labor Day this year. Usually it's 3 days.
And you didn't
they
go,
did
which is pretty wild.
I did not, Paulie. My son had a baseball tournament. We talked about this on the air. It was a little bit of a dilemma.
I've been there.
But it's all good.
Missed a lot of shows.
Totally. But thank goodness for the webcasts I was able to enjoy.
Okay, man.
But I'm with you. I'm with you with the hatred of the Broncos.
Yeah, you know, who
ever
needs
since
them?
The Elway
who,
days.
Yeah,
the Carl Mecklenburgs. Yeah,
can
nice.
I get a woo?
Yeah. So yeah. Paulie and I used to
still on my board.
Paulie
I still
and I
have
used
it.
To play a soundbite of John Elway snorting.
Have you heard the run that the Zaza Who Are You is getting?
Yeah.
Yes, you said you hadn't heard it. I just want to mention we played it like 10 times today.
And also, you guys played the Tenacious D, Giannis Antetokounmpo song.
A little worried about Jack. Have you seen him?
Yeah, he's big.
He's getting into Farley territory. I'm getting a little worried.
But he's still funny as hell. Tenacious D, if you ever get a chance to go see
him
live.
Dude, in that movie, when they're floating on the river with Bigfoot, they're flapping wings.
Oh, man.
Did you ever meet Jack Black on your travels, Shannon? I know you've crossed paths with a lot of cool people.
No, I haven't, but I did see Tenacious D at Outside Lands Who were they covering for? Was it for the Beastie Boys?
Oh, maybe. But Kyle I think Gass, it might have been. Kyle because, Gass is like the unsung hero of that
band. Totally.
Oh, absolutely.
KG. He's amazing. So break Shannon's balls, Paul.
Okay, well, I just wanted to say that I was listening to the podcast as I was like unpacking my gear one night, and then the next morning I listened to the Tinelli one. So
Paulie, real quick, you can listen to the podcast by subscribing to the podcast.
Worldwide, bro. How cool is that?
When you're in Italy, you can listen. Yeah. When you're traveling anywhere.
This is worldwide.
It's international.
So I was sitting there enjoying Brooksy, and I was enjoying Tinelli, and then you guys are picking songs. And did this podcast become a commercial vehicle for Shannon's new song? Is that what's going on here?
Yes, it did.
Now, if I don't break your balls for that, let me explain something. We will take on the look of like a corporate shill for like the Stone Foxes. Even though I'm glad to do it, I got to break balls on this. It's for your own good. It's a radio thing.
No,
trust
me.
It's hard to, you know what I'm saying? It would be like if I came in here and said, guys, I just wrote this track. I want you guys to hear this. You know what I mean?
No.
And you guys would be like, dude, come on.
I will say.
So there I am in Bolzano. I'm near the Austrian border, and I'm breathing this clean air. And all of a sudden, I got Shannon going, hey, fellas, if you don't mind, I got to play this new track, man.
Now, you guys.
And it was a good song.
New release Friday.
You know what I mean, dude? He's dropping new release Friday on me. And I said to myself.
I will say it's a damn good track, though.
It is a good track. Yeah, it is a good track. But let's not get too comfortable with this being a commercial vehicle for the Foxes. That's all I'm saying.
Now, you guys always say, oh, Shannon, why do we have to promote? You should self-promote.
It's true. But if you do, that means I have to, you know, kind of got to let you have
balls. So I lose either way, Paul.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. It's a lose-lose for Shannon and a win-win for the Jock
Cats. And by the way, and when's the gig at Great American Music Hall?
Right, November 18th.
I'm there. I'm at that gig.
Oh,
just breaking your balls. With love.
And Brooksy's coming too.
Sweet. And Tinelli said he's coming.
He's coming.
Just talking, or will he actually show?
No, Paul will go.
He's coming.
I would love to go to a gig with Paul, because I've never seen him like at a gig.
No, he'll stay back in the corner.
Good. I'll be back there with him.
You should see Tony's dad, Big Ed, at a gig.
Yeah,
love your dad at a gig.
He gets down.
Have you played? You've played The Great American before?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite rooms. I heard you guys talking about that. I don't disagree with anything you said.
Incredible.
And I haven't been in there in some time now. It's been a while.
Same here. Same here. So it'll be a celebration of life and Shannon's.
It'll be a celebration of Shannon's new song as heard on the podcast.
By the way, real quick, speaking of music. Roger Waters tomorrow night. We're recording this Thursday.
Is that what's going on?
I'm going to Roger Waters tomorrow night. I cannot wait.
Are you booked with tickets and stuff? Because I'd love to
go. Yes, everything. All of the above.
I don't know if I can do it, Tony, just out of it. Really?
Yes.
Let me get some sleep and see what happens.
I'm just telling you.
What time's the show?
8-ish, 7:30, 8-ish.
Okay, man. Let me see.
And you know Roger's going to send you on your way.
I've heard great
things.
You don't got to convince me, dude. I stand with Waters.
And Robert Walters on keys, man. That's all you really need to know. That's Carl Denson's boy.
From which
he's the keyboardist,
outfit? Tiny Universe?
No, Grey Boy All-Stars. Grey Boy All-Stars, Carl Denson?
Yeah, Denson. Are you a Denson fan? Shannon?
Oh, Carl Denson? Denson? Yeah. Big time.
He so also Shannon, plays with the Rolling Stones now.
We opened for Carl Denson.
Yeah, Carl's the sax man in the Stones now.
Yeah, right.
And the keyboard, the man on keys for the Grey Boy All-Stars is on tour with Roger.
Oh, Waters. I see.
So, and I also, shout out to the EDM heads out there. Last Friday, I went to Chase Center to see the Swedish House Mafia. Holy.
I've always heard. What goes on there?
Bonkers is what goes on there.
Is it a band or is it electronica?
Three DJs from Sweden that sold out, crazy crowd Chase Center.
How'd you get into that gig?
My brother-in-law Rob said, I need you to go. My brother-in-law Rich's birthday, we're celebrating, let's go.
Ganja in the air, I can imagine. No, right?
It starts with ganja and then just go up the ladder.
This is a big moment because Tony and I, and I believe you too, have been pretty standoffish about DJs in general.
Yeah, me too. I've never been to a DJ show.
I haven't really done it either. So I'm surprised to hear you say this, but that must mean it was really good.
Yeah. It's hard to say. It was bonkers. The whole experience was bonkers. Pyrotechnics were involved.
In The Godfather, if you remember, I'm going back to Kaler now real quick.
And we're going to talk Trey Lance.
I know, we're all over the road.
Garoppolo.
But this is the way it is.
And you know, Buster and the brass.
Oh, right.
I want to show Shannon like Jack Waltz in Godfather 1 when he goes, just to show you I'm not a hard-hearted man. It's all dollars and cents.
Yeah.
I want to go back to your track that I broke your balls about moments ago.
Okay.
And I want to do another plug for it. So what was the name of the new track? No, I do. So I want to make it right.
It's called Time is a Killer.
That's right. Time is a Killer.
Time is a Killer. Let's give a little snippet right here. See, Paul.
Just to show you, I'm not a hard-hearted man. It's not all dollars and cents. Anyway, so good, Chad. I just want you to know, breaking your balls, but also trying to help you promote at the same time.
Can't wait to hear that track live November 18th.
So, Shannon,
I'm very excited. Maybe Trey Lance will come and hang.
My best friend, Trey.
Will you guys walk me through the last 2 weeks real quick? Sure, please, I didn't see the game. Shannon,
roller coaster.
Here's a Niner ball. Oh, and Shannon, now I'm going to give you your props. You said maybe the funniest thing, in my opinion, of the last 2 weeks, and I want to give you love on this because I laughed once again in Bolzano, laughing.
Bolzano.
True. That's the name of the
region. Lake Letter with Lago Maggiore.
Lago Maggiore.
Maggiano.
So I'm sitting there, and I got to side with Kaler on this one, dude. I'm going right to Kale's on this because you and Tinelli start to, we love Pete Carroll, and he's so great. He comes home, he hangs with his boys. Tinelli's saying all this stuff. All the guys he played high school with. He loves to hang with these guys. And all of a sudden I hear, and then Tony's like, and by the way, it's Pete Carroll's birthday. And all of a sudden I heard Kaler, thank you for saying this. Kaler all of a sudden goes, wait a minute, whoa. Are we not wishing this guy a happy birthday? And Shannon, I felt you so strong right there. I was like, thank God, somebody.
What?
So that was very funny, dude.
I'm surprised we're not doing the same with Russell Wilson right now.
Well, curls, I got no time for.
I'm behind my feelings for Pete Carroll, but Russell Wilson, he trips me out. Russell Wilson trips me out.
He has that magical watery sense.
I don't like him. I don't hate
him.
Do
you know about his special powers?
No, I don't know. I respect his athleticism, and I know that he does a lot for the kids of Seattle. I know that, but he trips me out. It's like he's almost like...
How about Seahawks fans booing him, too?
Like,
what's that?
But he's like Guy Smiley all the time.
Mm. Almost fake, a little fake. It's like nobody's that happy.
It just looks weird.
Nobody's that happy.
Kind of like if you watch the show Stranger Things, which you don't, if you watched it...
Jeez. I mean, listen, it's, you know...
One of the masterminds of Stranger Things is Matthew Modine playing the character, and he has this
smile. I'm a Matt Modine guy now.
Dude,
I'm
if you're Modine a Modine guy, you would love Stranger Things.
I'm coming. I'll
get
be there.
Involved.
Don't count me out. I'll
and
be there.
Kai's waiting.
Oh, Kai!
Kai's waiting.
Have you dove in?
Cobra Kai. No, I waited.
Ooh!
I waited.
Can I get episodes today?
Yeah.
Holy yes.
You get the whole season today.
Thank you, Tony.
Yes, Cobra Kai.
Now when I go home, you're going to see me rolling one up, yes, getting the Kai in me, and then hopefully going to sleep for like 10 hours.
While Trey Lance recovers, I wouldn't be surprised if he dove into Kai.
Oh, my God.
I would like to find my suitcase first, though, before I watch Cobra Kai.
That's true.
I don't have my luggage.
Paulie, just a heartbreaking. My son and I, Dominic, were at the game Sunday.
Okay.
At Levi's.
Okay.
And it was just such a trip because it was very reminiscent of not the same circumstances, but when BY went down.
Oh, jeez.
And like all of a sudden it was just silent in the stadium.
Yeah.
Just silent because everybody
was really
like,
sad.
It was really sad for Trey because people were pumped to
it's the first home game.
See Trey.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right, man.
And I just, you know, it was like, okay, here we go. And, you know, they were doing a lot of runs, and I'm not going to rip Kyle Shanahan.
No, go ahead.
For calling
whatever
run
you
place.
Want to say, dude.
I'm not. I mean,
so people are upset that he was running straight up the gut like that, I guess, challenging linebackers?
Yeah, he's just calling a lot of run plays, but they got him because they wanted him to not be a pocket
passer.
Those are
the perils of having a mobile quarterback.
And you know, Brent Jones had a great point. He goes, so what if he's a pocket passer and he goes back to pass and gets sacked and he breaks his ankle getting sacked.
That's football.
Now, it's unfortunate. It sucks, but it's football. And it's part, I mean, Lamar Jackson runs a ton. Josh Allen runs a ton. Kyler Murray runs
Jalen
a ton.
Hurts.
Jalen Hurts runs a ton. Yeah. I mean, it's just, it is. It Russell Wilson
Kyler
runs
Murray,
a ton.
If you didn't say him or he did, I don't know.
I did.
But yeah, they're all.
Did you see that play?
Sometimes I mention him twice.
Did you see that play against the Raiders where Kyler Murray was?
I heard about it happen. Tony, I'm not kidding.
Play.
I've seen no football.
Crazy
I just
play.
Got home and
oh,
I haven't
deep
seen
in
football
this Sunday. Dive
so do
deep.
I go? Kai, I got so much to do. I got to see Niner games. I got to watch.
You know what
Kai.
You do? You put on your slippers. Oh, you put on your robe.
I do.
Don't leave your house for 3 days.
Well, I got to come back and do the show tomorrow.
Oh, sorry.
The Murphy Mac Radio Show. Yeah. But other than that, I don't want to leave the house.
Don't think, though, that Jimmy Garoppolo didn't sign here knowing that Trey Lance is a run first. Maybe
no,
not run first.
I don't think that's why he's sitting
here. I think he's sitting here. I think Jimmy Garoppolo.
So
hold on.
Yeah,
I,
let
hold
him go.
On. I think Jimmy. Jimmy looked at this situation. He said, okay, this guy's unproven. This guy runs a lot. It's possible that he gets hurt. He got hurt twice last year. And here comes, he's thinking, this is my best chance to play ball.
Or his only chance.
I think he could have said, you know what? $6 million, that's cool.
Well, what other
I'm going
to
go be a backup somewhere else
but
and
no
have
other
a better
teams
chance.
Were coming for him, though.
At that price tag, yeah.
Right. So it's like.
I think he could have had at least a backup gig somewhere. Don't you think so?
I do, but I think he wanted a starting gig with big money.
Right.
And like he wasn't getting those offers. So go ahead.
I just think he saw the potential for this to happen.
I can't believe you're saying that Garoppolo was hoping for this to happen.
No.
But he did smile. He did smile when he walked out on that field.
But so did all his teammates. But that speaks to the love these guys have for Jimmy. Like,
yeah,
that's a real thing.
Yeah, let's pause in the action. He wasn't smiling.
Should we pause and take a break, too, to collect ourselves?
No, not yet, Paul.
Okay, no.
He wasn't smiling about the injury. He was smiling because he was like, I'm back on the field.
I hear you, but
you know what I mean?
Shannon saying he was laughing his ass off that Trey got hurt.
No.
That he thought it was funny.
No, Shannon would never do that.
I'm just kidding. That's a bad joke.
Right.
It's a bad
joke. I'm just saying.
That's the kind of joke you make when you haven't gotten your luggage from Italy yet.
Yes.
You're a little upset. Yeah, and I can't even keep my eyes open.
Paulie was making French toast at 2 a.m. this morning.
Well, it was 3:30, but close. Close. I woke up at 2. I went to sleep around 9, and then I just opened my eyes at 2, and I couldn't go back to bed, and now I can't keep my eyes open. They're closed.
Close my eyes forever.
That's another Ozzy song.
Yeah.
You ever heard it, Shannon?
No, of course not.
Of course not.
We ever heard Alita Ford?
No.
Damn it.
See?
Well, that bothers me more than the Lemmy trivia.
See?
You better damn well know who Lita Ford is.
Man.
Well, I'm sorry.
Kiss me once. Man.
Give him a kiss me. Give him a taste of kiss me deadly.
Kiss me twice. Kiss me deadly.
You know what? I didn't get laid. I got in a fight. Give him a taste, Tony. I went to a party last Saturday night. I didn't get laid. I got in a fight.
Uh-huh. It ain't no big thing. Here's my problem. You guys, come after me.
Went to a party last Saturday night.
How about this? I didn't get laid. Uh-huh. It ain't no big thing.
Go ahead, Ford. Yeah. I got Ford's back.
Lita Ford, man.
I do. I got her back. Don't you, Tony?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, kiss me once,
absolutely.
Man.
Absolutely. Kiss me
deadly. I've got her back.
Yeah. So, I didn't get laid. I got in a fight. And we are back on the Pauly Mac podcast. Hey, this is one of our favorite times each week when we talk to Steve Moskowitz. Last week, listen, Steve came in with a lot of great information on how to handle your extension returns, even if you don't have the funds. He was very helpful, as he always is, with solutions and alternative ideas that you wouldn't normally have access to. But that's why Steve is so prized on the show, and that's why his words are so valuable. So, Steve, we welcome you back now, being a good friend and our podcast sponsor. We love having you on the show. I don't know if you can top last week because you helped
us. Well, I'm going to try, Paulie.
Okay.
Because what I said in a lot of broadcasts is, even if you owe money, don't make the mistake of filing the return. Don't make the mistake of not filing the return. File the return even if you can't pay it.
Yeah.
But suppose you're listening to this broadcast and it's past all the due dates and you say, well, Steve, you know, I didn't file the returns. As a matter of fact, there's a few returns. What do I do now? What we want to do is go ahead and fix the problem. And it is a crime not to file a tax return. The government can put you in prison for 1 year for every year you don't file.
Jeez.
Up to 6 years. Usually they don't do that, but you know, the IRS is threatening to criminally prosecute more people that don't file the returns. And they are hiring this new 87,000 agents.
Wow. Wow.
So my guess would be they probably will prosecute some people for not filing the return.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you say, well, okay, what do I do now? What do I do now? And the bottom line is you say, well, okay, let's go ahead and file the return. You say, but you know, I don't have my records. So some of your records we can get from the IRS. Others, so for example, if you had a job, I can get the W-2s from the IRS and the mortgage interest from your house and the interest income you receive from the bank and those type of things. But what if you're self-employed?
Yeah, right.
Then what you have to do is take a look at your records and use whatever records you have. And what if you don't have them? What if your records were burned up in a fire?
Hey, yeah.
The fact you don't have any records doesn't excuse you from filing a return.
Okay.
So something that you're going to have to do is make good faith estimates. And there's a special IRS form called a disclosure statement. And on disclosure statement, we tell the government the simple truth that these are the estimates that our clients made.
So, Steve, let's talk about these good faith estimates for a second, because let's just say I want to give a good faith estimate, but I don't have any of the records I need. And I have to, you know, maybe try to like track my landlord down. Could I maybe get some of the receipts and records from rental agreements, for example, through him or her?
Absolutely. Most people you do business with keep records. So you say, look, even though you don't have your records, for example, your landlord, you say, well, okay, I need your records for years X, Y, and Z.
Right.
But suppose, remember, your records got burned up in a fire. Well, the fire was in your office and your landlord's building burned down to the ground.
Okay.
And that's where he kept his records.
Right.
Now what do we do?
Yeah.
Well, we can go ahead and use a special statement called a disclosure statement where we tell the government the simple truth. I don't have my records and here's how I figured things. So you can go to another building in the area that's similar to the office you had. And you say, okay, during this time period, what were you charging per square foot?
Yeah.
And the landlord says, well, okay, I was charging X per square foot. And then you say, well, that's fine. And then you had Y number of square feet, X times Y equals zero. And that's a way. Or your suppliers, they would have records.
And again, you piece the things together like a detective.
Nice.
For example, you have a trucking company and all your gas records were gone. But you say, well, okay, look, we had a gross revenue of so-and-so, which I got from the bank. And in order to make a gross revenue of X, we'd have to drive Y number of miles. The average price of gasoline for the kind of trucks I have,
oh boy,
are so-and-so.
Yeah.
And you figure it out. There's, okay. You know, and it's not like rocket science. It's just good faith.
Yeah.
Common sense.
Yep.
Figure it out. And then you can file the returns.
Well, I'll tell you what, Steve, I think one of the big takeaways I have, not only from today, but in previous weeks, is just not to panic. I think when any given tax problem or tax situation lands on your lap and you're like, oh my God, I don't know what to do. How am I going to handle this? I can't pay this. Don't panic. Again, this is a big takeaway that I've gotten with Steve. And you've got an ace in your back pocket with Steve Moskowitz because he has alternative solutions that you would never know about, like good faith estimates or like filing a disclosure statement, the stuff he talked about today. This is why you want to continue the dialogue with Steve. Call him directly at 1-888-TAX-DEAL. That's 1-888-TAX-DEAL. Visit Steve online as well at MoskowitzLLP.com. And Steve, now in your free time, you're a polished broadcaster. So I turn the mic over to you and say, take us to break, man.
Thanks, Paulie. And you know how I love going on air with you. And something I want your audience to know. Listen up, sports fans. Don't touch that dial. Keep it right here on KNBR. The sports leader, and keep listening to Paulie Mac.
We have to excuse all the jokes. We're obviously very Trey. We're sad about Trey. About a happening. Come on. No, you don't want to see anybody
the
ever get hurt.
The two of you have all been, you two have been all about Jimmy whole time.
No.
Tony, speak for us. Go ahead.
I have always said that I'm very excited to see what could do.
Same here.
But not necessarily thinking that he was the right person in the right spot.
Yeah. Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
But when I was there with my son on Sunday and Trey Lance took the field and people were excited about it, I was like, okay, let's roll. Let's do this. Let's go.
Yeah.
And then when he got hurt, like I said earlier, it was very silent in the stadium, very reminiscent when BY got hurt.
It is shocking. It's a big moment, man.
Yeah, because
they moved heaven and earth to get this kid. They traded 3 first-round picks. And now what is this, 2 years into his thing and he really hasn't played.
Right.
He's going to go 2 full seasons really not playing much football.
3.5 starts.
And to Trey Lance's defense, what has he done? Like, he doesn't deserve any of the...
That's right.
Like, you know what I mean?
No.
He got drafted. He's done his job. He's worked his tail off. Right. He's waited for the opportunity.
Seems like a pretty good kid, too.
Seems like a good kid.
Yeah.
And he got his opportunity and breaks his ankle.
It sucks, man.
I'm not going to blame Shanahan for that, though.
No.
Stuff happens. Well, here's something encouraging to think about.
No chance.
I remember Joe Burrow. I think it was his second year in the league. He had like a big injury. He missed an entire year. And then he came back and he just played in a Super Bowl. So I'm just saying, young quarterbacks, the good news is he is young. You can come back from a broken ankle, but this year's a wash for him. We'll see him next year.
The Niners just paid a boatload for Deebo Samuel, correct? For 3
How's
years?
How's he looking? He
looks great. He looks great.
Yeah.
But my point is, are people going to get... So let's say Deebo down the road gets hurt because he's running too much. Are people going to say Kyle's calling too many Deebo runs?
Totally.
I mean, come on, people.
Well, people forget it's football.
It's football.
Yes.
And one of Trey's benefits is that he's fast and he's a good mobile quarterback.
Now, do you remember the year that Jimmy got hurt? He got hurt because he tucked it in and took on a linebacker tore his knee up. They were saying the whole debate about that happened, too. Why is Jimmy G challenging linebackers?
Well, so that's what Trey Lance, they were saying after week one, the loss in Chicago, which
I heard that was abysmal.
Brutal.
As heard on the Jockcast.
Pauly.
You guys broke it down.
Brutal loss. I mean, just a brutal loss. There's no sugarcoating at all.
Yeah. I was crying.
But one thing I did appreciate watching Justin Fields is that he, and I would rather have Lance.
Did you really cry, Shannon?
I thought about it.
Okay.
I would rather have Lance than Fields, by the way, for the record.
Sure.
Fields, and Tim Ryan talked about this, about how it was a weapon, his sliding, and how he turned sliding into kind of an art form to where he would kind of wait to the very last second and then slide, and maybe a flag would get called.
15.
But he was also...
I'm just yawning on the podcast
nice,
now.
Nice, but he
was
also...
help it.
Dude, it's okay.
Yeah.
But he would also avoid the big contact.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
And so that's part of Trey's game that he needs to learn how to do. Steve Young talked about it last week about how he gets it, that he, Trey wants to be the Superman. He wants to show the team that I'm your guy.
Steve Young's a perfect guy to talk to right now because he knows about mobility. And he, you know,
and he had to make that same
transition. He was crazy too, though. Yes, Steve, as smart as Steve is, Shannon, he was reckless on the field.
That's what I loved
about
him,
He would tuck it in and be like, come on, and just run right at dudes. He was nuts out there.
Well, and then how many concussions did he get?
He did. No, you're right, man. It's a risky proposition having that kind of quarterback.
Playing football is risky.
Yeah,
does anybody think that the guys who are standing up in the pocket and staying in the pocket are kind of like, I think I'm going to stay here.
Tom Brady's got seven rings. I mean, go talk to Tom Brady about staying in the pocket. You can win a lot of games doing that.
Totally. I mean, look at, I don't know. I mean, Montana, pocket passer, four rings.
He was mobile too, though. He would run.
Kind of.
Yeah, he would run.
Very small
legs. Not like these guys. No.
You know, and I got to say, look out for Captain Ayahuasca. I'm telling you, he's coming.
Well, you know who I think the whole league needs to answer to based on what I'm hearing are the Buffalo Bills.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently, like, what, they haven't even punted or something?
Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs.
No, I don't think they punted last week. They scored so many points.
Allen looks really good.
Yeah. They might be the best team in football.
They are. As of right now, they are. Yeah, for sure.
And I'm so glad they dropped a hammer on the Rams, dude. I called the Rams didn't even impress me last year.
Dude, I got roasted by your buddy Adam Copeland on our Fantasize This podcast.
I love Copes. How's he doing? How's he doing?
He's great. We're recording Fantasize This
tomorrow.
Yeah,
I miss you,
Copes.
I need a piece of that kid.
I told him I don't think the Rams make the playoffs.
He doesn't like that kind of talk.
I
said that on the air
me.
One day, and he started texting me angry stuff.
Roasted me.
I'm like, the Rams are so overrated.
I agree.
They're nothing. Watch the Rams.
Matthew Stafford's overrated.
Watch the Rams win maybe 9 or 10 games this year. I don't like Stafford.
I don't like Stafford either.
I don't like him. I know, call me crazy, but I don't like Stafford. I don't like the Rams. Stafford strikes me as another guy who's not authentic. Like, you were talking about Matty Modine with the smile.
And Russell Wilson,
By the way, Matty Modine, an underrated actor from Vision Quest to Pacific Heights.
I'm telling you.
You ever seen it?
And you'll be more impressed when you watch Stranger Things.
Wait a minute. Now, Shannon's laughing.
No, yeah. I haven't seen it.
Have you seen Full Metal Jacket? His work in Full Metal Jacket. Okay, so Matt Modine, Pacific Heights now, Tony.
Dude, I've seen Full Metal Jacket. I've seen, and it's scarred me.
Pacific, intense. Yeah. Oh. What about Vision Quest when he wrestles the shoot?
Heck yeah.
It's a good movie.
Totally. Vision Quest is great.
Anything Kubrick is frightening and fabulous.
No question. It's
frightening and fabulous.
Yes. No question.
It's kind of like the 49ers.
Well, kind of like Shannon's new single, Frightening and Fabulous.
Time is
a killer.
So how do you feel about going into Denver?
Spotify.
How do you guys feel about going into Denver? I feel like she's pretty good.
I'm not scared.
I want Jimmy G to kick Russ Wilson's ass.
Well, and also, Paulie, on the other side of the ball, the defense looks fantastic.
That's going to be the calling card.
I mean, right there. Seriously. Hufanga? Your guy Hufanga?
Yes.
Look out for this kid.
How's my guy Nick Bosa doing?
Bosa looks great. He's launching himself like a freaking rocket off the line.
You said on the Jockcast last week, I love listening. So, again, I have to stress, this is not a riff. I could not get Niner coverage any way, shape, or form. So I was limited to my phone. But the problem is, like, when the Niners are playing ball, it's like 4 in the morning in Italy or something. So it just didn't work, and I had so much going on that there was no way for me to actually – see the games, and whenever I asked, there was like, they looked at me like, what? I don't know what you're talking about. There was no Niner coverage. So listening to you guys break the game down was very helpful.
Right on.
For me missing 2 weeks. And Tony, you said now, this year, you go, Nick Bosa's lining up so low to the ground, he almost looks like a diving board, you said.
He's like parallel to the ground, and he's launching himself like a torpedo into the
And he's already got a couple O-line. Sacks, right?
Yeah. Like, And I just love his post game.
He's so chill.
I mean, it's such a trip.
The fact that we have a quarterback who's done so much for this organization already and has all the experience that he has, and the fact that we get him back is very big for our team, and we're excited for him. But obviously, we're hurting for Trey.
You know, it's kind of like Shannon on stage, where Shannon's kind of this wild man on stage, and then off stage, he's just chill.
He's a very nice guy.
I get real upset, though, when people start wishing Pete Carroll a happy birthday.
Thank God for that riff, dude. That was so good. You're like, whoa, what are we doing now? You're like, what are we wishing this
and
guy
Adam
a happy
Copeland's
birthday?
Being a fanboy on the radio. We can't be having him being just a fan.
I just got to respect 71 years old, and I literally watched him run into the locker room at the end of the first half, and I'm like, look at this guy. Sprinting in front of his teammates, in front of his team, like at 71 years old.
Yeah.
I don't know a lot of 71-year-olds that can sprint.
These are the people that inspire me. You guys see Mick Jagger lately?
Dude,
he's 79 years old. He's 79. Shannon, he's running around the stage singing Painted Black.
He's just
running. running around the stage.
Is it true that he runs backwards on his day off, like
Jagger?
Almost 10 miles
well, what I did
while
hear,
singing?
Here's what I heard about
That's
Jagger.
That's what I've heard.
He has, what I heard is he has a 90-minute regimen he does every day. Wow. Every single day,
look
90
at the,
minutes.
Look at the physical condition Bob Weir's in now.
Yeah.
Great.
Shout out Bruce Springsteen, too. He's about to launch it. He's 72.
Oh, get
He's
me
pretty fit. Me, too. It's bad. I need it bad.
Oh,
I need
my God.
I'll be in tears the whole time.
Seriously,
the
me,
whole
too.
Time.
Me, too.
Letter to You is, I think, one of the best records he's done in so long. If you
so
like
good.
Bruce even casually, check out his album called Letter to You. It came out in last year. I look forward to hearing those tracks live.
Me too.
Can I get back to football just for
please,
a moment?
Please, please.
Sure. So
I love that we're not taking breaks, by the way. I love this.
We're just flowing.
Go ahead.
Something that I think is a little overlooked, maybe not really overlooked, but two things on the lines. So we have the defense overperforming. Don't think that that's not because Kinlaw's taking up double teams.
Right.
And then on
How's
the,
Kinlaw doing?
He's
good.
Fabulous.
He's looking
How's
good.
How's Armstead doing?
Good. They're all.
I can't wait to see these guys.
Seriously. The defense is looking very good. Charvarius Ward. Mooney Ward.
Yes.
Looking very good. Like I said, Hufanga. Mosley.
Fast Freddie Warner.
Warner. Greenlaw. Greenlaw had a
that's
couple
my
of,
boy Greenlaw.
He had a couple of penalties week one, but
yeah,
he's
I heard we had some bad penalties.
12.
Yes.
And then
that happens with Shanahan teams. I don't get that.
It was just so bizarre.
That happens,
man.
Sometimes.
I was very confident going into week one and just was like, what? And it was a tale of two games, man. The first half was like, okay, we got this.
Yeah.
And then even
just it all went to
even
S.
Daryl Johnston was like, God, if I'm the Bears, I'm saying, I can't believe
totally.
We're in this game.
Totally.
You know? And then, of course, you didn't see it, but there was a busted play that went to Dante Pettis for like 50 yards for a
Stupid.
Touchdown.
I saw that play on YouTube.
Yeah.
Also saw, well, anyway, Shannon, go ahead. Yeah. You were going to say something.
Well, I was just going to say there are a lot of people who talked a lot of S about the offensive line.
Go ahead, Shannon.
A lot.
Oh, yeah. How is the O-line? That's
no,
a huge O-line. Question.
I don't hear a
Banks.
Word.
Banks.
Shout out Banks.
Shout
Buford.
Out Banks. Banks.
Spencer Buford.
Yes, of course.
I mean, it's
and then your guy, Trent.
Yeah.
Great
Trent
Bufords.
Williams.
Anybody got one? I'll give you one. Bill Buford, drummer. Shannon, go.
Really?
How about Buford T. Justice from the Dukes of Hazzard? Tony,
Jeez.
Go.
Oh,
I gave
man.
You two Bufords. It's all I can do.
Oh, man. I don't have another
It's a tough
Buford.
Category.
Wait,
it's very tough.
Buford.
Buford, bro.
Wait,
Buford.
Isn't Bubba's name in Forrest Gump? Isn't there a Buford something? It's like his middle
why
name?
Not? Why
I don't
not?
Like that movie.
There might as well. Me and Tony, I stand with
well,
you on that.
Guys,
that movie stinks.
I hate that movie.
The movie stinks.
I'm going to run across America.
Yeah,
don't give me.
You know, no, don't give me any of it.
Wow, the movie stinks.
Yes, it does.
It's an Academy Award winning celebrated film.
It stinks.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
A horrendous piece of S.
Not a fan.
Anyway.
Not a fan. So glad you brought it up.
Yeah,
thanks.
Yeah.
Buford Blue. That's right. That's his last couple. Couple of names.
Are you going to talk about Bubba Gump Shrimp now?
No, please don't.
Yeah.
Please don't.
And like life's like a box
and
of chocolates.
Mom,
so you're going to go
mom,
there next?
Said, look at me. I'm with Kennedy. I'm running around.
Yeah.
Cut the crap.
Yeah.
By the way, I also, speaking of college football, I was so excited to see that Texas almost beat Alabama.
That was a great game.
How
and
bad did the refs
Texas
get to him? I heard it was bad.
Screwed.
That's what you guys said on the Jockcast. Went to a
you're
party last
upset.
Saturday night.
Like Murph got me upset about the rule changes in MLB.
Oh, you guys, said you guys had a big fight.
Big.
Did you hear about that, Shannon?
Well, aren't you? You guys usually have a fight once a month.
They do.
Something like
they do.
That.
Yeah,
they'll blow
but it's
up.
All out of love.
Yeah,
is it?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
I think
it was
so.
Funny
but I'm surprised you don't like the, because I'm glad this shift is going away. But I stand by you bunting thing. That's your calling card. You
I'm
love
just saying,
that.
I'm saying, why are you just, you're caving. You're going to get me all
no,
worked
No, I don't want
up.
To. It's okay. We'll stay with the Niners.
I wish hitters would put their egos aside and just, they're giving you a third of the field open. Literally, open.
Hey, by the
nobody
way.
Nobody there. If you start hitting to that third of the field, then they won't shift as much.
That's right.
But Murph was saying the players don't do that. They just don't do that. And I go, well, I wish they would. Well,
you're a baseball player. I always defer. Tony played the freaking game.
I can't stand. The name of the game, at least the game that I love, is get on base, advance the runner,
I love that.
Score
that's,
a run.
Yeah, it's exciting.
More
that's
action.
Not today's game.
Manufacture some runs.
That's not today's game.
No.
And that's what Murph was saying. He's like, that's not today's game.
But it's
game.
Not
and
good. The game they're playing today is not real baseball. It's like a part of baseball.
Yeah, it's a home run derby.
Yeah. Well,
and it's like, it's no fun.
Yeah.
Do you like watching strikeouts?
Am I to understand that last night when I was flying over Greenland.
Nice.
True story. That's how we came down. We came down over Greenland.
Did you see the,
I love what Tony's doing with his hand.
You know,
I wish everybody could see that.
The Northern Lights?
Didn't. I was watching The Sopranos on the plane. I really was. I heard that last night. We're recording this Jockcast on Thursday morning.
Yeah, we got a musical assignment,
okay,
by the way.
Okay, it's the 27th. By the way, I saw a Great Dead show on this date, 922-93 MSG.
Ooh, you don't talk a lot about the late night, I mean the 90s shows a lot.
Oh, 93 is a great year.
Yeah, I know.
People talk, I almost cursed. People that talk mess about 93 don't, obviously haven't been to shows in 93. 93 was a great year for the Dead. I was there, I saw it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Where?
MSG. Oh, it was the last night of a six-night run. And David Murray came out, a jazz saxophone player, and played the second set with him. It was a really great show.
Nice.
But, boys, in the hood,
am I
to understand that as I was flying over Greenland, I heard that Logan Webb had a no-hitter and they pulled him out of the game last night.
That's right.
Tony, take it from there. Why, when, where, how?
I can't defend it.
Nor can I. I don't know why. And so what's the idea there? Especially when your team is done and they have no chance. Don't you want to at least maybe accomplish something historic?
They're basically making sure that he's okay. And not,
how about going for history? How about becoming immortal?
I can't defend it, man.
No. Tony, that's like...
I don't even know if the Giants have one complete game this year.
No,
I don't know if they do.
Rodon got one.
He got one in San Diego.
Complete game. I think that's it.
Yeah, he did. He got one on the road in San
Diego. One complete game.
I think he's the only one who did it. There used to be pitchers
that would throw 10 complete games or more.
Go look at Dwight Gooden's numbers, dude. He would throw like 19 complete games a year.
I hate today's version of baseball.
How about this matchup? In the 1986 playoffs, Dwight Gooden faced Nolan Ryan in the NLCS. Ryan was pitching for the Astros, and each of those guys pitched 10 innings. And the game went, and they both left after 10.
Yeah.
And the game was tied 1-1. They both got no decisions. And they each threw, I think, close to 200 pitches. And it was masterful.
Masterful.
1-0 ball on each side.
You know, it's just, I was thinking,
but that's like the drama in theater of baseball at its best. Like,
right.
Yeah.
And where every pitch.
So did you guys react when they took Logan Webb out last night, Kales? I mean, you couldn't have been happy.
I didn't watch the game.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'm just being, with the way the Giants are.
You listened on the Sports Leader while you were making dinner.
Sensible people, yeah.
I actually did listen. I did listen to the pregame when it was starting to get rained out.
What was for dinner?
A chicken salad.
Oh, you didn't pan fry hot dogs.
That's maybe one of my best. I mean, the guy brings his frying pan to a tailgate party. Not a grill.
God,
a frying
bless
pan.
America.
It's the best. No, it's the best way you're Kales.
They taste just the same.
No, that's not true.
Just the same.
Now you don't get the grill marks now. Shannon fries them up. I love it.
I think it's time for the musical assignment.
Shannon, take it away.
God. I really do. And then there might be some bonus time afterwards.
It's up to Paulie.
Is it kind of interesting?
Did you guys keep bonus minutes alive in my absence?
Yes, we did.
Okay.
Yeah, come on.
Okay.
Is it kind of interesting that on the day that they have Buster Posey come out as the owner, they pull a stunt like this with Logan Webb? I mean, I just think you're taking all the fun out of baseball, man.
Like, let this kid, reward the kid. He's your horse. Let him go for a no-hitter.
I just think that anybody who thinks that Buster Posey's going to come in here and change the trajectory of what the Giants in baseball are doing.
You think that's what that's...
I think that that's a little silly, and I also think that it might be a silly idea for Buster Posey to come in and put his face on this franchise with the trajectory of what's going on. I just think that's like...
I couldn't be happier that Buster's involved.
I feel that way, too. I'm glad he's in the
mix. I am, too.
Couldn't be happier.
But I don't know if it's a smart move.
Oh, I think it's absolutely smart.
I think he's the greatest
baseball mind in that boardroom now.
There you go, too.
I'm talking about for him.
Well, I mean, that's his decision.
He keeps an eye on the fire. Yeah. He's part of the... I think it's good.
And he doesn't have to be here to do it. He can do it from Georgia.
Shannon, maybe you're better off giving us the musical assignment.
Wow.
maybe that'd be better.
Anyway, I'll just self-promote and
really
do the musical assignment.
It's so unique, this kid.
Okay, it's time for the musical assignment.
There's nobody like Kaler.
Okay. Nobody.
There's nobody like him.
Nobody.
There's only one.
Nobody. Okay.
It's true.
Well, the musical assignment is supported by Community Music Center. Check them out.
Do you teach dancing at the music CMC?
Now you're talking.
Now
you're freaking
Shannon's
talking.
A great dancer.
No, he's not.
You should treat. Are you serious?
That's enough.
Tony's a great dancer.
Tony
can freaking get the cardboard out. I've seen him spin.
He throws elbows at shows.
I've seen him spin. He does breakdancing.
Do you even know
what breakdancing is, Shannon?
Thank you, Paul.
We don't know, Mama, I'm coming home. You don't know Kiss Me Deadly. I got laid, got in a fight.
Do you know why a breakdancer would use pledge?
To make sure that their hands don't get too dirty on the floor.
You don't know
to make
about
sure
it.
The linoleum is slippery for backspins.
Anyway,
okay. Pledge, the musical. Bro.
How about like pan backspins?
Yeah, anything too? To make it slippery.
Something oily. Yeah.
Anything to make it slippery. Not oily though, because oily gets too slick.
Yeah.
Do you think they use? Well, never mind.
Come on.
The musical assignment supported by sfcmc.org, Community Music Center. Sign up for a class. Support people who are trying to get some music education. They're taking it out of schools. Someone's got to help them do it.
That's awesome.
Check it out. Yeah. sfcmc.org.
See, right there. That's why we love you. Right there.
That's it.
So there is a big twist on the field. There is a big saga. You know, Trey Lance, Jimmy Garoppolo. Jimmy's the backup, blah, blah, blah. Then all of a sudden on Sunday, it just was unbelievable. I was watching with Shayna, and all of a sudden, here comes the cart. And my family, who doesn't watch football, has no idea what's going on. And I'm just thinking, oh my God, we could not be more disconnected in this moment. But then the family got back together. It was okay. Anyway, so it's been a big saga with a lot of twists.
Yes.
So I'm thinking there's a lot of songs with twists. Mm-hmm. There's songs with twists in the lyrics. There's songs that do take dramatic shifts within
them. I like
where
you're going here. I like this.
So, pick a song with a dramatic twist.
I'm going first.
Wow.
Because I'm back from Italy and I don't have a suitcase. So let me go first here. Mm-hmm. I would like to pick a song by the kind of punk band, but a little rockabilly as well. Shout out to the Cramps. They no longer exist. Lux Interior, their great singer, passed away a few years ago.
Didn't they used to do Halloween gigs?
Every San Francisco and Halloween.
Yeah, at the Warfield.
And the Fillmore and Bimbos.
Yeah.
I saw them in Bimbos, and I saw them at the Warfield on Halloween. Great band, great shows. Really a great live band.
Nice.
They have a song called Ultra Twist.
Wow.
Check this ass out.
Come on.
Ultra Twist.
Which is a metaphor, Tony, for romantic connections.
Ah.
Let's do the Ultra Twist, if you know what I'm talking about.
Nice.
But anyway, shout out to Poison Ivy and Lux and the Cramps. Ultra Twist. Shannon, go.
Okay. It's time to talk about one of my dad's favorite bands that became one of my favorite bands growing up. He had the LP, Super Tramp, Crime of the Century was the album. And I just love, they always have some interesting move that they do, whether it's rhythmic or just like a new melody that
something
comes
about
out of nowhere.
Super Tramp, they're kind of spooky. There's something about
cool.
I don't know.
The Breakfast in America album is
great album.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Start, name, what was a big song on that, Tony? There was a huge single on that. I forget. Please help
me. Take the Long Way Home.
That's it. Yeah. Anything else? Take the Long Way
Home. It's, you know what? About that album, I just put it on. I never look at the jacket or anything, and I just listen to it. I have no idea what the names of the songs are.
I can't name one person in that band.
But the album, I just put it on and let it go.
Take the Long Way Home.
So good. Yeah. Anyway, the song that I'm going to go with is Hide in Your Shell. Just the rhythmic shift and I got demons in your closet. Very cool.
You got demons in your closet.
Don't know it, but thank you.
I can't believe you don't know that, Paul. How do you not know that song?
Well, listen, because I spent too much time listening to Ozzy and Lita Ford. It's fine.
Oh,
I'd say my journey was more rewarding. Tony?
Paulie, kiss Shannon Dudley.
I tried to help him. He didn't want to. He didn't want to help himself.
Dude, you would love Lita Ford.
Lita Ford, dude.
If you ever dove in, you would love it.
Okay. She was in the Runaways with Joan Jett when they were kids.
Okay.
All you really need to know.
That's it right there. You don't have a problem with Joan. If you have a problem with Joan Jett, you have a problem with me.
No, Paul.
Okay.
We have no problems.
Okay, good.
All right, so I guess I'm going to close this out. So I'm going to go with, we were talking about albums that, and this just came to me in the last minute because I was going to go with, one of my favorite Phish tunes that kind of sold me on the band, but I won't.
What? What song?
You Enjoy Myself, you know.
What does that have to do with Twist?
Because the whole song is a bunch of right turns. Oh. Like you're taking a bunch of twists and turns.
Okay.
The way the song is written.
Okay.
It's almost like classical music, the way that song is written.
Sure, sure.
It's like their biggest like anthem, you know.
Is it?
From their first album.
That's their biggest anthem.
It's one of them.
I see the Yem stickers.
I mean, yeah.
I know what's going on.
When they encore with Yem or when they, it's a big deal and it's a wonderful thing and it's like, you buckle up for a 20-minute ride.
Okay,
or
okay.
Lots of turns and twists. yes. And there's only three words in the song. Boy, man, God, or sorry, four words. Boy, man, God, sh**. And,
you better
and
then, beep that now.
And then, And then they wash you feezy, drive me to Firenze. But I can't get into it. It's too long. So maybe
Firenze is in Florence, Italy?
Yes. It's about a taxi cab driver.
Came from there.
You know, they got into a cab when they were in Italy, and their feet were dirty, and they were hallucinating.
I see.
And the cab driver said, wash your feezy, like wash your feet.
This is amazing.
And then they said, no, drive us to Firenze. So anyways, that's just a whole side thing. But that's not what I'm picking.
Okay.
I'm going to go with the band Boston, because we talk about albums. We talk about Supertramp.
Yeah.
That album that you just let it go, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Boston's first album.
What's a masterpiece?
You just let it go.
Yeah.
It you really don't is. Mess with
Every
it.
Every song is amazing.
Let it go.
Mm-hmm.
And the song, the combo foreplay long time. I'm doing the same thing.
How about the production on that record right there, too? That's 1976. The sound they got.
It's one of the best albums of all time. I have no problem saying that.
Tom, one quick note on Tom Schultz, the mastermind behind that band. This is what's cool about Boston, Shannon. If you didn't know this. That guy, Tom Schultz, the guy who wrote all the songs, played the lead guitar, it's his baby, that band. He was an MIT engineering student, and he basically was just sitting there in Boston, and he was like, you know, I think I want to start a rock. He didn't even know how to play guitar.
Oh, my God.
So he learned how to play, built his own recording studio. He basically, like, that whole record was in his head.
Wow.
And he just, it's a fascinating. Read up on Tom Schultz.
That's
guy's a genius.
I did not know that.
MIT student. Wow. Who just decided to make a rock album. Turned out, and then they sold, like, 20 million copies.
I mean, that album is so good.
And shout out to Brett, the late Brad Delp, the singer.
I know.
What a vocalist.
Oh, unreal.
Amazing vocalist.
I think you can find him on YouTube where they isolate the vocals.
Yes, Tony, you're on fire.
And if you find those, go give it a listen. It's like when you hear David Lee Roth Freddie Mercury.
Yeah, sure.
Right? The Brad Delp sing. But I can't wait to see. Where are you going on the record?
I'm going foreplay long time because of the twists and turns musically in that song.
Yeah, good,
or
man.
Those songs, I should say. The combo songs. They go hand in hand.
Yeah.
But yeah,
foreplay. Shout out to Fit. Now watch me surprise Tony. You ready for this? Sorry to barge in. Now we're going to come after the track. Thank you, Tony. Watch me surprise Tony with this. Ready? Because he thinks I don't know, but I know. Ready? Shout out to Phish's cover of Foreplay Long Time from Great Woods, Massachusetts.
Boom.
What, you think I don't know? You think I don't know?
Boom.
Come on now.
They opened the show with it.
What, you thought I didn't know?
I wasn't going to mention it.
Come on.
But I'm glad you did.
In fact, you know what? You gave that to me on a cassette tape years ago. I don't
know if
that's
really sweet.
True story. Gave it to me on a cassette tape.
Make mixes for each other.
Whew. Okay.
All right.
Got to go to bed now.
Night.
You've been listening to Pauly's Podcast with Pauly Mack of KNBR's Murph and Mack Morning Show. This is the KNBR Podcast Network on KNBR, the sports leader.
Hey, everybody. It's Pauly Mack here from the Murph and Mack Morning Show. Getting ready to talk to Steve Moskowitz, good friend and podcast sponsor. Steve, can you help me make some sense of the AB150? What is it and what does it mean?
AB150 passed July 16th, 2021, effectively gives business owners the ability to deduct their state income taxes on their federal return. But you have to be an entity like an S-Corp. So if you're a sole proprietor, What you want to do is talk to us about becoming an S-Corp. And then what happens is you get to pay the taxes at the corporate level, which are deductible. You don't pay a penny more in state taxes. This is a big, big deal. So if you're a sole proprietor, talk to us about becoming an S-Corp. If you're already an S-Corp, then you need to talk to us about making a selection.
Wow, this is a nice opportunity, Steve. The AB 150 is just one of the things Steve can help you with. Call him today at 1-888-TAX-DEAL, 1-888-TAX-DEAL, or visit him online at MoskowitzLLP.com.